This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, December the 30th of 2024. Beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. 30 degrees under fair skies. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to talk about what matters, because yesterday, again, and frankly, it was my mistake actually seeing what they were talking about on the Sunday morning shows. Have the Sunday morning shows completely lost relevance in this country? Maybe, maybe not, but because you see the same folks on all the time. You have, and again, we talk often about show horses and workhorses. Sunday morning television shows, the political shows, the weekly shows, tend to be the bastion of the show horses. Those that are never working, but they're sitting in front of the TV screens, whatever picture behind them in front of a microphone, and telling us what they think, and the media folks are just more than happy to let them pontificate. And one of those folks that is off and on is from New Hampshire, a man named John Sununu. He's a man that is the son of John Sununu Sr., who was former governor and also a chief of staff under George H.W. Bush. And John Sununu Jr. is going on to a long political career as well. And he is brought on as this sort of thought of as a moderate Republican. And yet he completely toes the MAGA line each and every time he appears. And he did so again yesterday. We're going to hear a comment that really piqued my interest, raised my ears, and made me a little ill to my stomach. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in this hour. Also coming up later on in the hour, we will have our daily history lesson. We will find out about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. We will talk about some of the famous folks who are celebrating birthdays. We'll tell you about some of the special events being acknowledged today. And also, we will have our number for the day. As part of our number for the day, we make it into a quiz for Ian Welsh. And we will give Ian three choices for the number for the day. If he, based on the math, he should get one out of three right. Because, you know, if you got three choices, you guess, you should get one out of three right. So every week we have a goal of at least 33% correct. That is the minimum to get a passing grade. If you get two out of five, that's but just basically a C. But yep. We want to win. Excuse me.
We want a winning week with more right than wrong.
I know it. And still fighting this little bit of a cold. So once in a while, yeah, that voice goes in a direction I don't want it to go in. But if you get three out of five, that's a winning week. You get more right than wrong. That's basically about a B+. And then you get four out of five, we'll give you an A.
Yeah.
Which is the best you've ever done. Four out of five is the best you've ever done.
Yes, it
is. And then we want an A+, which would be five out of five. A perfect week.
I know it's out there. If it's not at the end of this. It won't be in this year. Right. Hopefully it'll be in 2025.
Exactly. Maybe start off 2025 with a perfect week. And the only way to get a perfect week is to get the first one right.
Yes.
And we will do that at about 9:56. It's always the first
hill to climb over.
Exactly right. And would you like to know the topic for this Monday edition of The Number for the Day?
Yes, I would. What is the topic for today's number?
The topic for today will be public schools in the United States.
Public schools in the U.S. Okay.
So we will have that as part of our, that will be the subject matter for our Number for the Day quiz coming up. So
I have that sitting in the back of my mind so I don't overthink.
Exactly right. All right. Well, yesterday, the sun is out. I'm glad the sun is out today. Because people, when the Packers lose, they tend to be a little bit under the clouds.
At least it was a close game, though.
It was close at the end. It wasn't close for much of the game, though. Packers made a big comeback again, just like the first time they played the Vikings. But in the end, they lose 27-25. The Packers were down 13-3 at halftime. The Vikings then took the football right down the field, took a 20-3 lead early in the third quarter. The Packers came back, made it 20-10. It was 27-10. It looked like the Vikings were going to blow it out. They had the ball in the red zone looking for more, but then they missed a field goal. Then all of a sudden, Jordan Love got really hot. It's like all day long, he wasn't really doing much. And then all of a sudden, for the last two drives, he got red hot, took the Packers right down the field, scored twice, pulled them to within two. Then they needed a stop. They kicked off to the Vikings with a little bit more than 2 minutes to go. Could not get the stop.
Mm. It's always nice when the Packers make a comeback.
It's, you look at the bright side here. They lost. They didn't win. They had a chance to catch the Vikings if they could have won. Yeah. Then they didn't win. So now the Packers fall to 11-5 on the season. The Vikings are 13-2. If the Vikings beat Detroit next week, they will have the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. That means the road to the Super Bowl would go through Minneapolis. But if they don't beat Detroit, that means they would have to go on the road because they'd be a wild card team, which is kind of tough when you have a record of 13 wins already. Mm. Actually, what they're 14-2. Yeah, they're 14-2. I mean, just and they might not get a home game, which is pretty amazing in itself. Detroit has San Francisco tonight on Monday Night Football as they look for their 14th win of the season as well. So,
but the Packers still have a chance to improve their record.
Yeah, they are
against the Bears on a Sunday at noon,
and it does have an effect on the playoffs and the seedings. Because the Packers are right now battling for the trying to get as high a seed as possible.
Yeah,
you may say, well, if they're a number six seed, you know, what does it really matter if they're number six or number seven? Well, in a sense, because you never know if there is an upset or two. And all of a sudden, maybe you get a home game in the NFC Championship game or something like that. But right now, the Packers, in fact, are the number seven seed, which is hard to believe. They're having a good year. I mean, they're 11-5, and yet they're the number seven seed in the NFC playoffs because Washington, with their win last night, are also 11-5, and Washington apparently has the tiebreaker. Because right now, you look at the seedings, you have the Vikings are number one, but if Detroit wins tonight, they would become number one. The Eagles are number two. The Rams are number three. The Buccaneers are number four. The Lions are number five. The Commanders are number six. And the Packers are number seven. So if the playoffs were to begin based on that, the Packers would have to go to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles in the first round of the playoffs. So they played, in fact, the first game of the season. People may not remember. It's been such a long time ago. And I never saw any of that game. The Packers, they played in Brazil back in week number one.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I didn't see any of it, because they played on a Friday night. And when they play on a Friday night during high school football season, they're dead to me.
Yeah.
That's like the Badgers in football, college football.
You don't play a professional football on the same night as high school sports.
So, yeah.
It's unnecessary.
But the Packers have a chance, if they beat the Bears, to still move up in the seedings. They could go as high as six, but they do know that they will be a number seven.
I mean, as long as the Packers are in the top 10, I mean, I'm happy.
Exactly right. So the Commanders, that was an exciting game, actually, Sunday Night Football. Yeah. The Falcons almost pulled it out. They tied it up late, then they had a chance to win it on a 56-yard field goal, came up short. But then one of the oddities of the playoff, the overtime system, is if you win the coin flip, you score a touchdown, the other team doesn't get the ball. And Washington won the coin flip. They got the football. They drove it down the field. Long drive, 12 plays. Took about 7.5 minutes off the clock and ultimately scored the touchdown. So Atlanta never got the football in overtime. And Washington earned the win. And with that loss, that means Atlanta, if they would have won, they would have had the NFC South Division in their grasp. They would have had it in their own destiny, but now they have to hope that Tampa Bay loses next week in order to have a chance to win the divisions. Tampa Bay right now has a one-game lead over Atlanta in the NFC South Division race. So, again, lots of interesting stuff going on in football. It was actually interesting last week on Christmas. I saw an old highlight package from a game back in 1971 on Christmas Day. It was a playoff game between Miami and Kansas City. It went to double overtime. And this was like the first time the NFL's ever gone to double overtime. It was on Christmas Day, 1971. It was a divisional playoff. And I first thought they were in the middle of the playoffs back on December 25th, back in the old days. Jeez. And at that point, we had still about 3 weeks to go in the regular season. And we still have well over a month before the season comes to an end with the Super Bowl. So the seasons are much, much longer now in the NFL. In fact, all the pro sports. Certainly. I mean, you look at hockey, they're playing into the summer before they give the Stanley Cup. So all these sports go very, very long these days. But for football fans, they like it because there's a lot more football going on. And you got Thursday night games, you got Saturday triple headers, you got Sunday games, you got Monday games. You never get enough football for the fans out there.
That's
the,
right.
The time is 9:18. We're going to come back, have more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:22. It is 30 degrees, lots of sunshine. Boy, it's nice to see that sun shining. Haven't seen a lot of it recently. Been dreary, but again, not a lot of, in terms of snow. In fact, the precipitation we've seen recently has been a lot of rain, so all that snow that we had has gone away. And right now, it does not appear that we're going to be getting any significant snow in the near future. There is a chance of some snow, a slight chance of snow tomorrow afternoon. But other than that, looking like maybe a few flurries on Tuesday night, and then lots of either clouds or a little bit of sunshine as we get later into the week. Temperatures will start to cool down, however, early in the week. Today, in fact, I mean, boy, it's going to be almost short sleeve weather out there. 38 degrees, the temperature for the high temperature today. But by the time we get to New Year's Day, down to 23, then Thursday down to 20, Friday down to 16, Saturday down to 15. So temperature just continues to drop over the next couple of days. Over the weekend at the box office, do you know what the number one movie was this weekend?
Ooh, this weekend I would have to say probably a Sonic 3.
That is right, but it was very close. Sonic the Hedgehog 3, $38 million. Mufasa the Lion King, second at $37.1 million in box office receipts.
Very close.
Nosferatu was number three at $21.1 million. Wicked was number four at $19.4 million. And Moana 2 had $18.2 million for number five. Do you recall, by any chance, what the number one movie was a year ago? At the very end of 2023, what would have been the number one movie? I could never have guessed it.
Wow, that's a...
It was a remake of a movie from the 1970s starring Gene Wilder.
Oh, let me think.
Wilder starred in the remake back in the 70s. I mean, he starred in the original back in the 70s. It was remade then last year.
Was that the Wonka movie?
It was Wonka. Yep.
Yes, I remember. Because that was, after I saw that movie, I was saying to my family, like, this is my favorite movie of 2023. Just like, it was so good. Very well done. And I think Gene Wilder would have been very proud of that movie.
Are you aware of this new animated Spider-Man series coming?
I actually saw the trailer for that yesterday.
Yeah, Marvel Studios released a 2-minute trailer for its upcoming animated series, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. That's an interesting
title.
Actually,
pretty interesting.
It's set to premiere on Disney Plus on January the 29th. The show is an adaptation of the comic book series and follows the story of a teenage Peter Parker as he navigates his dual lives as a high school student and New York City crime fighter. The voice cast includes Hudson Thames. Is it Thames or Thames?
I'm not sure I've heard of that person before.
Well, he's going to be Spider-Man. Coleman Domingo as Norman Osborn and Charlie Cox as Daredevil.
Ooh, very nice.
The trailer shows Peter juggling his responsibilities as a superhero and a student with the tagline, "Every neighborhood needs a hero."
I think it's a very good slogan.
There you go. And that's right. And every neighborhood does need a hero. Hey, coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll be joined in the first hour by Bob Luck. He normally joins us on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday. But being the holiday, we moved him up one day to tomorrow. So he'll be with us in the first hour of the show, kind of wrap things up for 2024. Then on Wednesday, we will be here for a New Year's Day show. Part of it will involve looking back at some of the top stories here locally in 2024. And I think, I don't know, I have to take a step back and decide what I think is the number one story of 2024, but it may well be the mayoral election, because that was this year, back earlier this year.
Yeah.
That was a big race. A lot of money was put into it. A lot of focus was put on it.
True.
And it was, I think, a bit of a surprise as Doug Dinney defeated Katie Rosenberg, the incumbent. So I think that's be one of the stories we talk about in terms of a review of 2024. But there's some other big stories as well. So that'll be part of our Wednesday show coming up. And also on Wednesday night, in fact, despite being a holiday, we will have a live edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. I'll be joined by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We will have a pair of guests at 6:25 on Wednesday evening. We'll be joined by Troy Pieper, the head boys basketball coach at Merrill High School. And then at 7:06, we'll be talking to Jake Hain. He is one of the captains of the Wausau West hockey team. It was a busy weekend. I had Wausau West hockey on Friday, Saturday, and even yesterday. Very rare. I can't remember the last time we had a Sunday high school event. But they had the showdown in Titletown. Warriors won two of the three games. So we'll talk to Jake Hain as our student-athlete guest at 7:06 on Wednesday night. The Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday nights from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:28. Again, the sun is shining. 30 degrees is the temperature. What matters? What matters to Republicans? Does anything matter? We're going to discuss that coming up next after an information update on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't know.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
That song is called A Destination Unknown, and it couldn't be more truthful than what we're about to talk about. Because sometimes, you know, when you don't know where you're going, it's like no one even knows the destination. And that seems what certain people are thinking right now.
Going into a dark tunnel.
Yeah, it's like, where do we go from here? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or is it just another tunnel?
Well, interesting. Before I talk specifically about what we're going to have in this segment, in the last few minutes, breaking news, big headline, breaking news.
You know, ABC World News says that at the top of every one of their newscasts, it's like, you know, it's not breaking news if you say breaking news every single newscast of every single day.
Exactly. But this is breaking news. A federal appeals court has upheld writer E. Jean Carroll's $5 million civil judgment against President-elect Donald Trump. A jury had awarded Carroll the sum in 2023 after finding Trump liable for sexually abusing her in the 1990s and then defaming her after she went public with her allegations. Trump had appealed the verdict, charging that it should be tossed. So that just occurred in the last 10 minutes or so. And the thing that I find a little bit ironic about this is Donald Trump is going to be paying E. Jean Carroll $5 million. I assume eventually he'll pay it. Hopefully he'll pay it.
Hopefully.
But in the end, just based on the $15 million gift that he's receiving from ABC News and George Stephanopoulos recently, he's making a $10 million profit on sexually abusing this woman. Is that the worst thing that you could think about? I mean, because ABC and Stephanopoulos wilted under pressure from Trump because they had said that this verdict had been that Trump has been basically convicted of rape. Well, Trump said no, it wasn't specifically that way, and blah blah blah. And the network in Stephanopoulos decided, well, we don't want to fight it. But the idea is that they would have spent more money on lawyer fees and in the process than they would have by paying off the $15 million.
I'm very disappointed in ABC News.
Yes.
And you were saying, like, last week, they could have won this case. They could have won this case. They could have fought back against this, and yet they chose
to give Donald Trump $15 million. Not good.
Because, as you said, they're kissing the...
Kissing the ring.
Kissing the boots or kissing the ring or something.
Boot licking, kissing the ring. Lots of different ways of saying it.
It's basically a sucking up.
But the idea.
Anything bad.
But yeah, the good news is the $5 million civil judgment against Trump is still valid. But the bad news is when you put all the numbers together, Trump will make a profit out of sexually abusing a woman. And again, that says so much about Donald Trump right now. And unfortunately about the MAGA party right now as well. Because yesterday I saw... on CNN, Dana Bash, who is host of their Sunday morning program, had on John Sununu. Again, New Hampshire governor, man, has been on these shows all the time because they try to bring him on as this sort of moderate Republican, this sane Republican. But all the time, he still stands with Trump. I will say he did stand with Nikki Haley during the primary, so that makes him some sort of hero that he can be brought back on. But he lined up quickly with Trump after the primary election was over. And Bash actually asked, I thought, a very good, trying to make a good point here about conflict of interest. And we look at the number of billionaires that are going to be part of the Donald Trump administration, part two, Trump 2.0, and especially Elon Musk. Elon Musk has billions of dollars of government contracts. Much of Elon Musk's incredible wealth has come with partnership with the United States government. And talking about conflict of interest. And here's a very short clip of Sununu and Dana Bash yesterday on State of the Union on CNN.
In terms of the political aspects of what he wants to do on the Hill, and he has outsiders. And as much as people say, well, Elon is a billionaire outsider. First, I don't mind that they're billionaires. I like people that are successful. What is the difference whether they're a billionaire or broke? I'd rather have someone successful. And I like that it's an outsider and an engineer and not a politician and not looking for anything out of the game.
He's not that much of an outsider. In fact, one of the criticisms and the concerns is that he has billions of dollars tied up in government contracts. You don't see a conflict of interest here?
Everyone has a conflict of interest.
But that's like a pretty big one.
The guy's worth $450 billion as of today and this month. So I don't think he's doing it for the money. He's doing it for the bigger project and the bigger vision of America. He doesn't need the dollars. He really doesn't. So it's not about, oh, if I get involved in this, I'll get another little contract here or there. That's nothing to him. So I like the fact that he's, in a way, he's so rich, he's so removed from the potential financial influence of it.
The thing that
he's not concerned with it. He has enough money. He doesn't care what happens to it.
But the idea that he's not concerned about the money is such a falsehood. This reminds me exactly of what happened 8 years ago when Donald Trump was being running for president and being elected president, they were all saying, well, Donald Trump doesn't need the money. It's going to be all about him working for the people of the country. But yet Donald Trump has run one piece of graft after another, trying to make extra money. I mean, the idea that there's no that Elon Musk isn't concerned about the money. Oh, please give me a break. And we've heard this over and over again over the years. People like Tim Michaels, people like Ron Johnson, people like Donald Trump, they will say, well, we're so rich, we can't be bought. The idea that because you're a rich guy, you're the only one that cannot be corrupted by the money in politics is a complete fallacy.
It's a lie.
But also, again, the idea that somebody that does have billions of dollars in government contracts being put into a position that's talking about basically deciding which government programs and which government contracts continue is completely a conflict of interest. There's no way this man should be anywhere near these decisions. Mm-mm. And I don't care if he was the most trustworthy person in the history of the world. He still shouldn't be, because it's still a conflict of interest. If he wants to be in that position, then he should divest himself of all those government contracts, divest himself of all those companies that are involved with the United States government. Then fine. But we don't see that anymore. We don't see Donald Trump doing that. We don't see anybody doing that. And that clip made me think nothing matters to these folks. Nothing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a conflict of interest. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, financial benefits to be made in a certain way. It doesn't matter at all. It's just all make-believe for these people. And again, for Sununu to get up there and say it, it's like, frankly, Dan Abashir said, if you have such a naive point of view about this, then we can't continue this conversation, because this is ridiculous. The idea that the richest man in the world has no the line that he said, well, everybody has a conflict of interest. Well, fine. I guess everybody's got a conflict of interest, so we're not even going to try anymore to try to be fair in some of these decisions and try to be fair in our government. I mean, it's ridiculous. I just shake my head over it every time I hear that kind of stuff. And the idea, again, that Trump keeps getting away with it. Trump keeps getting away with not putting out his tax forms. Trump keeps getting away with basically profiting, not just basically, but profiting off his businesses as a member of the executive branch of the United States government. During his first term, he would always make sure to use Trump hotels to house, say, the Secret Service or other government officials, and then charge them incredibly high rates, the highest possible rates. So again, the idea, does anything matter to the MAGAs? Does anything matter in terms of trying to do the right thing, in terms of trying to run the government in the proper way? I just don't see it. And again, the idea that, well, everybody's got a conflict of interest is ridiculous. So, again, it's one of those things that just caught my eye yesterday during the course of the Sunday morning shows. And those Sunday morning shows could be so much better. They could be so much stronger. They could be something that is able to, you know, truly illuminate the American people in a way that they don't right now.
And continuing that conversation, I just got a phone call from Nancy Stensel.
Oh.
And she was saying that, you know, about the money, it's more about, you know, what you can, let's see, how did she put it? It's more about the money and who you can buy.
Yes.
And what you're worth.
Yes. But the idea that anybody, and there's one thing that I've noticed in recent years, that the richest people can never have enough money. They can never have enough. They always need to have more and more and more. And the idea, what Sununu also said, well, you'd rather have a rich person than somebody who is broke. Well, Donald Trump has bankrupted multiple companies. But yet in our system, you can go broke multiple times and yet never have to change your standard of living. If you're a rich person, you can always be a rich person. And frankly, again, I talk about this often. You have Lady Liberty. Have the mask over that basically everybody, you know, under the law should be equal. It's not the case. It's not the case.
Scales have been tipped, unfortunately.
Exactly. And the idea that somebody, it's so naive, that statement that Sununu made. It's naive. But the idea that right now that we have some sort of equality when it comes between the rich and everybody else is a complete fallacy. Yeah. And again, and this is not just money. It's also in terms of status, political status, social status. I'm still waiting to hear about the Dropbox issue.
The amount of clicks you have on social media.
But I mean, this investigation into the Dropboxes. We know what happened. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for here?
I haven't heard anything in the local news about the consequences of what's happening.
And there's been none so far.
Haven't heard anything from Mr. And, or from the mayor at this point.
But again, man, I hate this cough. It's not going away. But again, we need, again, a system. Going back to what President Biden said in the aftermath of President Carter's death, quote, everybody deserves a shot. The rich people get their shots. The people with social standing get their shots. The people with political standing get their shots. What about everybody else? And again, I wish those Sunday shows would stop bringing on the same people who give us the same garbage every Sunday.
Agreed. And it's just a lot of your throwing the dirt against the wall and just hoping it stays because you're trying to do the same conversations. You're not really talking about, okay, well, how are we going to fix this? Or maybe we can talk about a different problem.
And Nancy sends us a text saying the mayor is still being investigated. Well, I mean, what's taking so long? I mean, it seems pretty straightforward to me. I mean, from the outside. It's the same thing with the Trump investigations that lasted and lasted and lasted. And all of a sudden, it lasted so long, we're into the next election cycle, and he's able to run again and become elected again. Delayed justice is not justice. Mm-hmm. And it should be justice that needs to be done a lot more quickly when all the information is there. So we'll take a break and be right back here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52 here on this 30th day of December of 2024. It is day number 365 of this year. That means there's one day remaining in the year. Well, we got one day left after today. So one day left before we flip the calendar to a 2025. A number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. If we go back to 1924, 100 years ago today, Edwin Hubble announced the existence of other galaxies. And of course, mm-hmm. Edwin Hubble is the man named after, the Hubble telescope is named after him.
That's right.
On this date in 1940, California's first freeway, the Arroyo Seco Parkway, connecting Los Angeles and Pasadena, was officially opened. On this date in 1988, President Ronald Reagan and President-elect George H.W. Bush were subpoenaed to testify as defense witnesses in the pending Iran-Contra trial of Oliver North. The subpoenas were subsequently quashed. On this date in 1999, former Beatle George Harrison fought off a knife-wielding intruder who broke into his mansion west of London and stabbed him in the chest. On this date in 2006, Saddam Hussein was executed by hanging. On this date in 2012, the opening of Line 6 of the Beijing subway made it the longest metro network in the world at 275 miles. And on this date 2 years ago, in 2022, pioneering journalist and television personality Barbara Walters died. She was 93 years old. And if you out there celebrating your birthday on the 30th of December, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some celebrity birthdays here today. Meredith Vieira, former Today Show host, is 71. Another former Today Show host left under less hospitable circumstances. Mm-hmm. Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer is 67 years old today. Tracy Ullman, 65. Legendary golfer Tiger Woods turns 49 years old today. Tyrese Gibson, actor from the Fast and Furious movies, is 46. Eliza Dushku of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Dollhouse is 44. Kristen Crook from Smallville played Lana Lang in Smallville, 42 years old today. LeBron James, NBA legend, still going after it with the LA Lakers. LeBron turns 40 years old today. And Brady Noon of Boardwalk Empire is 19. So again, if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Bacon Day. Are you a bacon fan?
I am a bacon fan.
I'm not much of a bacon fan, so you can have all the bacon. It is Bicarbonate of Soda Day. I don't know how you celebrate that, but it is what it is. Huh. And it is Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute. weird stuff today.
Seriously, I don't know where they come up with these sometimes.
I don't know either. Number for the day.
Yes.
Time for our number for the day quiz. We give Ian Welsh three choices each day. And based on the math, if he gets one out of three right, 33%, that is always the goal. Be above 33%, it would be a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, that's a failing grade. But we don't want just a passing grade. We want more right than wrong. So that means three out of five to have a winning week. His best ever week is four out of five, and we're still looking for that perfect five out of five week.
Yes.
Do you recall what our topic is for today?
Public schools in the U.S.
Yep, our number for the day involves public schools in the United States of America.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. How many public schools are there in the United States of America?
How many?
Is the correct answer 9,552.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 95,852. Is the correct answer 950,852? So 9,952, 95,852, 950,852.
These are public schools. Okay. Brain waves are moving. Okay, I'm going to say, taking the best guess here, I'm going to say that there are 95,552. I'm going with B to start off the week. It's my final answer, B.
All right, the total number of public schools in the United States of America is 95,852.
Yes!
So you start the week off with a correct answer.
A great way to start a
month. There you go. The dream of a perfect week is still alive.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
All right. Well, Have a good rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And don't forget, tomorrow we'll talk about the news of the week and the news of the year with Bob Look, who'll be with us in the first hour of the program tomorrow. Have yourselves a great rest of this 30th day of December of 2024. And join us again tomorrow from 8 till 10, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.